Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special school for our Menorah Shechi Lishmas. Menorah says to Rabbanus Rav Shmuel Rosh Chodesh Gemara Sotah Tachanah Rosh Meir Zev. And we are going to be beginning for Chayachev Figa Bas Michali Tispasya. We're going to begin in Ritz Hashem our series of Shiluvim B'li Neder for Shoyvivim in Yonai Tara. And this year is based on Simon Pei Dalet and the David Misharim of the Heilige Chabina Rov of Dov Beresh Weidenfeld. Kana Ga'inim, Tzadik Yisod Olam. Chazan Ish once saw him and he didn't know who he was. He just said, I see the Shechina on his face. So he has an incredible set of Svarim, the David Misharim. Simon Pei Dalet, he has a shailah about a woman who has a loose tooth. Is a loose tooth a chatzitza when one goes to mikveh? She wants to eventually remove the tooth, but in the meantime, it's there. And the question is this loose tooth that bothers her, is this considered a chatzitza, a interposition, when she immerses in the mikvah? And the shaila is predicated on a Tosis in Chulin Daf Ein Gimel. With regard to Yodas HaKelim, Tosis there asks that, it says in the Mishnah, you're only Tovel Yodas HaKelim, the handles of the Kelim only have to be Toveled until the handle that you use, the part you use. But what's a Tosefes? What you don't need to actually have is the handle of the kli, is not, you don't have to be toivel that. It's a frektosis. I don't understand. It's a chatzitza. The place that you're going to cut off is now is a chatzitza between that and what you're actually going to cut off. In other words, whatever is considered according to halacha is a yad for the kli, more than that is not. So that more is a chatzitza between what's actually the yad and the water. And also a fingernail that's partly detached is also a so the same thing would apply over here. And so this Shoyel is Harav Shalom Shachna Morgil. So he was Marach Batuf Tan Vidas. Ulayoski almost sent him Batir Dos Abu Ktsar Fabul Ma'at. So I have a lot of things that are keeping me busy. But I will keep it short and a little bit of pilpul. So l'chayra, we can say from Shas Vachim, it says in Daf Chav Dalet, by Ravami Nidatva, Evan Vomit Alem Ma'al, let's say you have a loose stone in the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara is it considered a chitzitza or not, between the coin and the ground? And the Gemara says, it's Vachim Chav Dalet Amar Aleph, where he's not intending to be mechaber the stone, that's not a shayla, it's definitely a chitzitza. See, here also, this tooth is going to be removed. So just like the stone's going to be with a chitzitza, so if the tooth is going to be removed, it's a chitzitza, it's considered talush. And therefore, it's considered chotzetzes betvila. However, this shayla was already asked to the Heilig Avni Nezer and Chelik Besim and Reis Samach from the Chabinir's uncle, Kvei Doidi of Beis in Kielas Likva, and he noted from the Gemara in Kedusha and Adav Chav Dalet Amid Beis. There we see that if a person has a loose tooth, and the Adon, the Eved has a loose tooth, and the Adon knocked out the tooth, if it wasn't a usable tooth, im loy hachal yachal lishdamish by any yotzei lecheres. If he couldn't use the tooth, then he is not freed. As the Rashba, I don't understand. If he has a blind eye and the Adon takes out his eye, he goes L'cheres. Why? Because he's lacking an Aver. He removed his Aver. He removed his limb. So B'shein, Nami, Hachasru. So he's lacking the tooth. You're right, it's not usable, but once he knocks it out, so he's lacking the tooth. So it's interesting, the eye and the tooth, the knocked out eye that he couldn't use before is he does go lecheres, and an act out tooth that he couldn't use before, he doesn't go lecheres. So the Pnei Yeshua answers there based on the kasha that Tosis Yishanim. Dibur Masla B'tana Tuna, the Gemara asks, Tosis Yishanim, what does the Gemara bring a raya from a bird? The Gemara wants to bring a raya from a bird. That if a bird has an eye that's not usable, and then it's knocked out, it's considered a mum. Bird, the eye you can't use, isn't considered a mum. But if the eye is knocked out, chusar aver is worse than a bal mum. If you use the chusar aver, it is considered a mum. So too, if the eved, even though the eved couldn't see before with the eye, but now that the eye is knocked out, it should be he should be yotzei lecheres. Just like for the animal, it's considered a mum. That's the kasha of the Tosis Yishanim. That's the raya of the Gemara. So Tosfos Shanim asks on that, what's the raya? You can't compare it to a bird. A bird, mitchila lo yadav sheroy lifsol bo. A bird, originally there was no psul, meaning it wasn't considered a baal mum, and now the eyes knocked out the bird's a baal mum. Because of lisar and aver, mashenkin be'evet. The eved, if the eye was blinded, that already is enough for him to go out. It's already yotzei l'cheres, so therefore knocking it out doesn't make it any worse. So how can you say that if he has a blind eye and it's knocked out, he should go l'cheres, because we learn from the bird. The bird, there's a significant difference between having an unusable eye and not having an eye. Because not having an eye is mamshe balmum. Having an unusable eye is not a balmum. There, when he has an unusable eye, that already is enough for him to go l'cheres. If the other is misami eino, so mimela, knocking out the eye isn't a difference. So they can't compare the eved case to the bird case. So that's the kasha of the Tosfos Yeshanim. And the Pnei Yoshua answered that Rosh Hashanah is bring a raya, only that the eye is called an aver. That's his whole raya. But the eye is called an aver, and therefore a shein is not called an aver. You don't find that a shein is called a limb. Therefore, he doesn't go out lecheres. So the whole raya from the oaf is just that the eye is called an aver. Can't prove it exactly from oaf because of the reason we said, but at least you can prove that it's called an aver. But a shein is not called an aver, and that answers the kasha of the Rashba. Rashba says that why, if the odd tooth is knocked out, if it's a loose tooth and it's knocked out, that he can't use, he doesn't go l'cheirus. Why not? He's lacking the tooth. Just like the eye he can't use is knocked out, he goes out l'cheirus. So to the tooth he can't use, knocked out, it's go l'cheirus. That's the Rashba's kash. Nershu's answer is that a tooth isn't considered an aver? And therefore, if it's knocked out, he doesn't go l'cheres. So, akopanim avor de pshitu l'arash b'pnei yoshu d'sheni du d'chashuv l'chal m'chuber. V'adein atzal l'cheres in p'afak av t'tol shev v'chasim v'shem t'chem l'chashiv aver. So the Rashba and the Pnei Yoshua are both learning that the tooth is considered m'chuber. Otherwise, if it wasn't m'chuber, then there would be no havimini shigot l'cheres. And so they both want you to go l'cheres because of the tooth. So it is considered mechuber. And the Pnei Yoshua says, no, you're not going l'cheres because it's not considered neighbor. But it's considered mechuber. And therefore, this loose tooth is considered mechuber. And it shouldn't be a chatzitza. Kevin the Shein Edut HaChashuv Mechuber is Shaperein HaChotzetzis B'Tfilah. It shouldn't be a chatzitza. What about the Gemara in Zvachim? About the loose stone? Loose stone is not considered mechuber. The answer is this is more mechuber. A loose tooth still gets chius from the goof. But a loose stone isn't considered mechuber at all. So that is... That's the chiluk. And therefore, in the meantime, where we're holding, a loose tooth is not considered a chatzitza. Then Rabbeinu, the David Meisharim, gives another teretz to the kasha of the Tosfos Yeshanim, which we're not going to learn. Wait a second, we have another problem. You're right, it's mechubra, but she's intending to remove it. And kala oimed, when something that's going to be removed is considered as if it's already removed. So we consider halachically as if it's already removed. But it's then, and because it's not supposed to be there. And there, but it is there. So it's a chatzitza. Chatzitza is something that doesn't belong. It doesn't belong. Because it's considered halachically removed. So what's it still doing there? So it's a chatzitza. Chasim Sofer has a hara about the hair of the kalas. Why is the hair of the kalas that's shaved off? Why isn't that considered a chatzitza? Simen kuf tzadi hei. And also the sheet of the Ramban, that you can do tevila before mila by a ger. But how are you doing the tevila? This chatzitza of the foreskin. So I made lamu. So therefore it's considered halachically as if it's already removed. And the fact that it's there is a chatzitza. It's supposed to be removed. Kol ha'omed is if it's already removed. So it's not supposed to be there. So the fact that it is there is a chatzitza. Also, where we see in Shulchan Aruch that a yabelis isn't chatzitza. Why isn't a wart chotzeitz, even if it's made lichotech, even if it's going to be cut, it's chatzitza. So that's what the shayla asks from these various places, that we see it is considered a chatzitza, all these, when it's going to be removed. So to the tooth is going to be removed, should be considered a chatzitza. So we can answer based on the Rosh. The Rosh says in the Mishnah Ksubis, that where it says that ayin tes amid aleph, that if you have pears that are connected to the ground, b'knisaso, when they get married, it belongs to the man, to the husband, and b'yitziyaso, when they get divorced, it will be shela, it belongs to the vav. Ayin betos yishanim yetes yantiv vav baser per kas Mishnah 90 masaluma. So as the Rosh in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina, I understand if they're complete paris, if they're finished paris, and they're omdim litlosh, so why don't we say kol omed litlosh kiluk far tolosh? Avei ketolosh mabal kodim yitziyasa, so why do they belong to the lady if they're still connected? It doesn't matter, they're gmurim, so therefore they should belong to the husband. Kol omed litlosh kiluk tolosh kfar. So he answers, no, it's only takanas chachamim. So we see yisod from the Rosh, that if it's a davar shein rak midrabanan, we don't say kol omed. So here also, mira makbid eino choyte, is only choytetz midrabanan, this little, the tooth. And all those other cases we had, the foreskin and the abelis, the wart. So these are all mira makbits. So mira makbits are only chotzeitz derabana. And we don't say kolo imed and derabanans. And about the kashi l'chasim soy from Yusara Sakala, we can answer based on the Ravid, who holds that the Cyrus are considered a darf nasma. You don't view Cyrus as in relationship to the whole goof. You view Cyrus individually. So therefore, it's not mira makbit, it's roiva makbit, unlike the Rambam. However, what about our Yidos HaKelim Kasha? Taisa said from Yidos Tos and Chulin that we started out with. He said by Yidos HaKelim, it's Pashut, and at Yidos HaKelim, even though they're Miura Makbid, and it's the Rabbanan, it's still Chotzitz. So maybe the answer is that here it's different. When it comes to Chatzitza, Kol Oimed is Chotzitz even Mid Rabbanan. Not in the case of the Peiris, that's not a Chatzitza Shaila. That's a Kol Oimed Shaila, the Rabbanan, but this is a Kol Oimed. Is it a chatzitza shayla? So here we're going to say that it is chaytzeitz because ruboy miut hamakbid is because of a roiv hamakbid. And roiv hamakbid's daraisa. So since it's rooted in a daraisa, we're going to be more machmir and say that it is a chatzitza. So now we're back in trouble. Now it is a miut hamakbid is a chatzitza, even though it's only derabon, because roiv hamakbid is a chatzitza, like we found by Yadis HaKelim. So says Rabbeinu in conclusion, hamufru l'tareitz shalei akosha klal kol akushis. The best way to resolve all the questions is based on the Neid of Yehuda Kama. Hopefully we'll discuss in a different shir. When it comes to Balua, when it comes to what's absorbed, you don't need that it's even fitting the Bias Maim. It's not Chatzitz at all. So we can say that since it's Mechuber Legufa, it's Balua, and therefore it's not considered a Chatzitz. Tooth is connected to her body, that's considered absorbed, that's not considered a chatzitza. Mordechai in Perak Beis Deshuah, Sochus Mekval Simi Tavshin Nun, he was Metaritz Gami Yadis Kalim, that's also considered Balua, and even though Balua, Hayachal Lotzeis, the Hikbid Al Abdivri Akol Tame, okay, then he brings a Gemara Nida, there's only Darabanan. But the point is that if something that's considered Balua, it's considered absorbed, there's no chatzitza problem, and this tooth, since it's connected to the body, it's considered absorbed. And there's no chatzitza problem. And that would also answer the other cases where these are all things that are connected to the body. They're all considered balua, so it's not considered a chatzitza. Tvilas ger, when he still has a foreskin and the yabelis. So here also, this tooth, it's balua, it's considered absorbed in the body, and the mele, it's not considered a chatzitza. And we also have the das ha-ritva, the kiddushin, the base of starim doesn't need to be royal bias mayim, midar rice only derabanan. So we have a derabanan, we have a mira makbid, the base of starim, it's a trade derabanan. It's a derabanan because it's a mir hamakbid, it's a derabanan because it's a base of starim. So you could be some chanisa terim, chacham ovadia. His beautiful Sefer Taras Abayis in the third volume, where he's Hilchos Mikvayis, he discusses the Shaila, Kamuvan, so he brings many, many Mefarshim, many Poskim, including this Chachua of the Chabina Rav, and the Avnei Nezer, who's Mekel, many others, Kedarko Bekoidesh, it's Mamisha Amechaya, to learn the entire Chachmavadia, And he's Makel because we have a Beis Yosef who says that when an Aver is Meduldal, is a Chatzitza, it doesn't literally mean the Aver Meduldal, the loose limb, or Basar, or the loose Filash. It means that if something is on top of it, it's considered a Chatzitza because the Aver is considered Mechuber Laguf. And Memele, if there's something else there, that's considered a Chatzitza. But the Aver itself isn't a Chatzitza. That's one, that's a parish of the Beis Yosef, and he also has a gear so that an Aver and a Basar and Meduldalim are not Chatzitzas. So we have those two gusas. It brings the Chuvat Shevet Levi, who also is a Makel in numerous places. And if you look there, Sefer Taras Habayis from page Kuf Chof Tes. And Siyata Dishmaya, we've completed our first shir for Shevavim, for Inyane Tahara. And it's so important that in our world where Tahara is something that is a Mida that's lacking, that we should be learning about in Yanei Tahara and obviously living in Yanei Tahara in order to make this world so much more pure. It should be a Dira L'Tachtonim for the Kibiyachol, for the Shechina Kadasha. And we should be Zelcha Liros Neflos Rabbos Mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. It's a S'chus to learn Mitaris Harav Michabin. Remember, I was introduced to it by Murray the Rabbi, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita. And before he was a Rebbe, when I used to fly El Al, when I was a Bacher, back in the 80s, 80s, early 90s, they used to have tapes, and you could listen to Kol HaLoshon, and the Rebbe would give Shiurim. Then he was a Rosh Hashiva and Shiva Sfasemis. He would give Shiurim based on the Daf Yomi, little Shtiklach Be'iyun, so he could quote a lot to David Meisharim. That's when I fell in love with the David Meisharim. So it's a schuss to learn this Torah. Hopefully we'll have many more shiurim, I hope. But oh, mi noam mi nofes tzuf dvashim reisav at the harris. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.